This is Akashvani, the news read by Renuka. President Draupadi Murmu has urged citizens to imbibe the ideals of the Constitution in their behavior, fulfill their fundamental duties, and work towards achieving the national goal of a developed India by 2047. Addressing a grand event organized at the Central Hall of Samvidhan Sadan in New Delhi to mark Constitution Day today, President Murmu described the Indian Constitution as a living and progressive document through which the country is achieving the goals of social justice and inclusive development. Prime Minister Narendra Modi reiterated India's resolve to give a befitting response to any terror organization challenging the nation's security. Mr. Modi was addressing the Constitution Day celebrations at the Supreme Court this evening. The Prime Minister said that the Constitution has lived up to every expectation and need of the country and serves as the guiding light for citizens. Mr. Modi remarked that it is due to the Constitution's strength that it has been fully implemented in Jammu and Kashmir. The Election Commission today announced by polls to 6 seats of the Rajya Sabha. 3 seats are from Andhra Pradesh and 1 each from Odisha, West Bengal and Haryana. The notification for the by-polls will be issued on 3rd of December and nominations can be filed until the 10th of the month. Polling and counting will be held on 20th of December. The seats fell vacant due to the resignation of members Venkata Ramana Rao Mopai Devi, Bida Mastan Rao Yadav and Rayaga Krishnaya from Andhra Pradesh, Sujit Kumar from Odisha, Jawahar Sirkar from West Bengal and Krishan Lal Panwar from Haryana. The nation is remembering the martyrs of 2008 Mumbai terror attacks today. President Draupadi Murmu paid homage to the brave hearts who lost their lives in 2611 terror attacks. In a social media post, the president said the nation is grateful and salutes its valiant security personnel who made the ultimate sacrifice while protecting countrymen. Minister of State for Personnel, Public Grievances and Pensions Dr. Jitendra Singh today said that the Digital Life Certificate DLC introduced for the convenience of pensioners and elder citizens has crossed the record 1 crore mark in the ongoing DLC 3.0 campaign. Dr. Singh said this landmark will go a long way in bringing ease of living for elder citizens and live up to the vision of Prime Minister Narendra Modi as expressed by him in the recent episode of Mann Ki Baat. The DLC campaign 3.0 is being held in 800 cities and towns of India from the first of this month. More than 1,900 camps have been held across the country between the 1st and 25th of this month. India has urged authorities in Bangladesh to ensure the safety and security of Hindus and all minorities, including their right of freedom of peaceful assembly and expression. In a statement, Ministry of External Affairs said it has noted with deep concern the arrest and denial of bail to spokesperson of the Bangladesh Sammilit Sanatan Jagran Jyoti Chinmoy Krishnadas. It said this incident follows the multiple attacks on Hindus and other minorities by extremist elements in Bangladesh. The MEA said there are several documented cases of arson and looting of minorities' homes and business establishments, as well as theft and vandalism and desecration of deities and temples. Owing to the deep depression, which is expected to become Cyclone Fengal in the southwest Bay of Bengal, the Met Department has forecast heavy to very heavy rain in the coastal and delta districts of Tamil Nadu for the next 2 days. Storm warning signals have been hoisted at Chennai, Kadalur, Nagapattinam, Ennore, Puducherry and Karaikal ports. The air quality in the national capital Delhi remains in the very poor category with an average air quality index AQI of 312 as of 8 PM this evening. According to the Central Pollution Control Board, the AQI in several areas of the city continues to fall in the very poor category. Delhi's Vivek Vihar was recorded at 334, Anand Vihar at 337, Bhavana at 344, Ashok Vihar at 324, Alipur at 318, and Arkipuram recorded an AQI of 319. PV Sindhu and Lakshya Sen will be the top Indian players in action at the Syed Modi International 2024 Badminton Tournament, which began today in Lucknow. And with that, we end this news bulletin.